This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, because I care about all of my listeners on USA Radio Network and on my flagship stations, KBET 790 AM in Las Vegas, and of course in Dallas, Texas, we have KBDT, flagship station of USA Radio Network. Because I care about all of you and I care about your health, I've got a commentary that's coming out in newspapers around the country this weekend, and I wanted to read it to you. It's called My New Year's Gift to Conservatives and Liberals. Not just conservatives, liberals, everybody. If you listen to me, if you're within earshot of me, it doesn't matter if you're conservative or liberal. I want you to be healthy. I want everyone to be healthy. So, Happy New Year's. In my next column, I'll get back to the business of debating politics. But today's column is different. This fulfills my New Year's resolution. I was given a special gift in 2018. I'm thankful. And I want to spread the word to others. Now, for most people, New Year's resolutions are about getting healthier. Year after year, they promise themselves they'll finally get healthy, but within weeks, they fall back into old patterns. They make excuses, and one day they get sick or they die. That's a fact of life and death. I want to change that for all of my fans, whether conservative or liberal. If you're reading my columns in the RJ, if you are listening to my show on KBET, if you're listening to my national show on USA Radio, if you're watching my national TV show on Newsmax, I want to motivate you, and I want to give you the gift of a healthier and longer life. Everyone, liberal and conservative. My love affair with health and fitness began as I watched both my parents die 28 days apart of cancer. That was in 1992. They died one floor apart in the same New York hospital. It was an experience I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. I became a health and fitness enthusiast for the past 3 decades. I've eaten a mostly organic diet, popped 100 vitamin pills a day, and exercised 2 hours a day. And I thought I was in perfect health. And then I went to see Cenogenics, the sponsor of my radio show. Cenogenics is in the business of age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. They provide a scientific approach to healthy aging, custom tailored to each individual. They have medical offices in 21 cities around North America, but their main office is located right here in Las Vegas. Aren't you lucky if you live in Vegas? Patients fly in from all over the world to be examined right here in Vegas, and you've got them in your backyard. And over 25% of their patient base is physicians and their families. And I thought that was a great sign. So I decided to try them out. I was assigned Dr. Robert Letta, MD. He conducted a full day of blood and fitness tests, and I never experienced anything like that in my 57 years of life. And here's the problem. No one ever does extensive tests like this until they get sick. And then it's too late. Guess what this conservative warrior and fitness fanatic, remember, I was working out 2 hours a day and eating organic food. Guess what this fitness fanatic found out? I wasn't as healthy as I thought I was. I wasn't healthy at all. Dr. Letta found several worrisome things wrong with me, and the good news is all of them were caught early, including prediabetes and insulin resistance. It turns out virtually everyone over the age of 50 has a ton of health issues that are just starting, and then when you get to be 60, they kill you. A few years from now, if left unchecked, I could have been in severe, irreversible trouble. That was only a few months ago, 6 months to be exact. Cenogenics changed my diet, my exercise routine, my vitamin regimen, and they added hormone therapy. And in a few months, they completely reversed every one of my health issues. My blood tests went from problematic to perfect. Dr. Leonard and I were cheering when we reviewed the blood tests. Everywhere I go, people ask, what did you do? You look like a different person. You look 15 years younger. It's a nice feeling. And now this conservative warrior is ready for at least 50 more years of combating liberals. This is my New Year's gift to you. Race to a doctor or medical clinic with expertise in age management medicine like Cenogenics. It's cutting-edge science. It'll change your life. Find out what's wrong before it becomes irreversible or it kills you. Right now, if you get it early, it won't kill you. If you wait, it could kill you. Whether you're a conservative or a liberal, I hope I just saved your life. Happy New Year. a column that will be syndicated all over the United States by Creator Syndicate later on in the week. Thought I would share that with you. I think it's a very important thing to tell people. And I'm now going to alter it a little bit. I'm going to send it out to a lot of conservative websites around the country that I've written for and make sure the conservatives in particular get their health checked and figure out how to use science to make themselves feel better and be better and be healthier and set back the clock and look younger and feel younger and be younger. But I do want to mention, if you weren't with me in the first hour, that I went to Cenogenics just today. Now, I wrote this 2 days ago. I happened to go to Cenogenics' main corporate office in Vegas today to do my first fitness test since I did it about 6 months ago when I first got on the Cenogenics program. And they do a test where they test your fitness by checking your heart rate and your oxygen intake and oxygen output. And my score the first time around 6 months ago was a 15, and this time it was a 26. And that is an almost 60% increase in my fitness level in 6 months. And it's not like I go to Cenogenics. I've been there in 6 months. It's not like I go to some gym prescribed by them. It's not like it has anything to do with drugs. All it was they taught me how to work out more efficiently. So now instead of working out 2 hours a day, I work out a half hour a day, and my fitness level went up by 60%. Wow. So this is a commentary, but it's also like a paid infomercial for Cenogenics, as well it should be, because they saved Wainwright's life, and they made me healthy again, they made me great again. I should title this, Making Wainwright Great Again. Thank you, Cenogenics. And I'll get in a plug for them, 888-YOUNGER. Why not? When someone saves your life, don't you want to tell people about it? 888-YOUNGER. Contact Cenogenics or go to Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. All right, Steve from Las Vegas is on the line. He wants to talk about the New York Times. Steve, you're on with Wayne Root. What's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Root.
How are you? Happy New Year to you.
And same to you. I'm finally that I'm very happy to make contact with you again.
So tell me what's on your mind today.
It's my understanding, based on what I read on Larry Klayman's website, that he had a hearing today on the lawsuit that he filed against the New York Times for, I think, $350 or $395 million for defamation and fraud and, I'm sure, all kinds of claims. I guess it's kind of a news tip. Until I get home, I won't be able to check out the website, but I would give you a hint on the website if you'd like to make contact, and I'm sure Mr. Klayman would love to be on your show. He started Judicial Watch, and then he sold that when he ran for Attorney General, I believe.
So that's, in other words, Tom Fitton, who runs Judicial Watch now, must have bought it from Larry Klayman. I did not realize that.
That's what I understand by listening to Larry's show, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been an interesting guest, and Jerome Corsi, they wanted, if I go to a relevant topic to the case, they climbed into Corsi's life. He pretty much gave him his entire life, and then they put a script together for him to lie about Trump. And when he refused to do it, they told him that they'd put him in jail for the rest of his life. And he said, well, you know, if that happens, that happens.
Right.
So he's under a lot of pressure, but he's an excellent guest. Jerome's written, I think, 6 bestsellers. He's New York's one of the top writers on the New York Times bestsellers list. So I would certainly like for you to interview both of them.
All right, cool. Take it noted. My producer and booker, Andrew Paul's listed, and we'll try and make it happen. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All right, here's another interesting one. This shows the insanity of Democrats, by the way. New Democratic congresswoman hangs a flag outside her office, not the American flag. It's a transgender flag. I mean, these are not the weirdest people you've ever heard of in your entire life. The weirdest people. Democratic Representative from Virginia, Jennifer Wexton. So she's a new congresswoman from Virginia. Jennifer Wexton placed a transgender flag outside her office at Capitol Hill after being sworn in on Thursday. Remember, it's not a gay flag. There's a transgender flag. Gay isn't good enough anymore. Got to go to the next level. You know, soon there'll be a flag for gay people, any kind of people who have sex with animals. You know, there should be some sort of flag for that, shouldn't there? What about people who have sex with plastic bags? How about people who have sex with paper bags? Oh, wait, that might be bad for the environment, so it can't be plastic. It's got to be paper. People have sex with a grocery cart. There's got to be flags for all of them. I mean, whatever gets you off, whatever freaky thing gets you off, you need a flag. It's got to be part of the rainbow. These people are all mentally ill. Transgender flag in a congresswoman's office. What has America become? So let me get this freak show. The entire Democratic Party is devoted to people who don't know if they have a penis or a vagina, or they do know. They've changed it from what God made them, and it's dedicated to felons, and it's dedicated to illegals, and it's dedicated to people on welfare and food stamps and want everything free. It's just the craziest thing I've ever. And it's dedicated to female Muslims who want to wear a hijab on the floor of the United States Congress and be sworn in on the Quran and wave the Palestinian flag. That's normal, right? That's America, isn't it? My God, who would have ever believed what would become of the United States of America? Wexit defeated two-term incumbent Republican Barbara Comstock in the November elections and become the second Democrat ever to represent Virginia's 10th District in the House of Representatives. Aren't you all proud? All of you Virginians listening right now, the 10th District of the House of Representatives, you let a woman get elected who wants to fly a transgender flag. Is that moderate? Is that a moderate Democrat? Crazy. A former delegate of the Virginia General Assembly, Wexton received the endorsements of many prominent LGBTQ groups during her run, including the prominent political human rights campaign. By the way, I've always been pro-gay rights. But transgender is a bridge too far. I said that to Bill Maher on national TV 2 years ago, and I will be proven right again. It is so radical and so offensive and so shocking to average Americans. You people in the Democratic Party are turning off middle America. You did have a chance, but you're never going to win in 2020 because you're all freaking nuts. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by My Doctor Suggests. And thank God my voice is aces, man. My voice easily gets hoarse, and I used to catch colds easily, which also killed my voice. And I always worried when I became a talk show host I'd miss time on the air because I was sick. And thank God, knock on wood, I've never missed 1 minute, not 1 day, not 1 hour, not 1 minute in 3 years on the radio. And that's with talking 3 hours a day on radio and TV and 60 hours a month and 720 hours a year. It's a lot of talking, but my throat's now a workhorse because of My Doctor Suggests Colloidal Silver Lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long, all show long. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. It comes in liquid gel and lozenge, and when the silver comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it can destroy them. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but I don't suggest. I urge you. Wayne Root urges you to try these remarkable magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, some stories in the news today. And by the way, we're getting close to hour number three. And, of course, that's when we take so many calls on Newsmax TV. So get ready to line up at the top of the hour, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Be the first to get in line. We get so many calls on Newsmax TV. There's a Democratic congressman named Ro Khanna of California. And he encourages migrants to follow our process. He was on Fox and Friends on Thursday. Remember, he's a Democrat. And he said the southern border must be secured. Khanna addressed the murder of a California police officer by an illegal immigrant and debated the merits of sanctuary state policies. He says no one is saying our national federal agencies can't do their job. They can enforce the law. They should enforce the law. What we're saying is we shouldn't federalize local police officers and state officers. They often have to enforce the law locally and work with people in local communities who may be undocumented to solve homicides or domestic violence cases. They should do their job. The Fed should do their job. And it really is a federalism issue. But no one is saying that people should be harbored or should interfere in the federal government's ability to execute the law. Co-host Brian Kilmeade asked Kiana if he believes sanctuary state policies make his state safer, and his answer was conflicting. In our communities, I think they make it safer because these local police officers can work to solve local crimes, work with local communities. I would not condone in any way them interfering with federal enforcement of immigration laws. In this case, oversight was that the federal immigration laws were not enforced. You know what? This article is not what I thought it was, because to me, he sounds like another BS artist Democrat. This guy isn't helping build a wall. This guy isn't helping fight illegals who commit crimes, who commit murder, who commit rape, who child traffic, who drug traffic, who are filling our prisons, costing us billions of dollars. This guy isn't helping. Come on, it's a bunch of BS. He's trying to act moderate. In reality, he wants nothing to happen. So I think he's just another Democrat masquerading as a moderate who's really a liberal socialist. And here's a great, here's a Democratic congressman who doesn't even hide how disgusting he is. Hank Johnson, Georgia Democratic congressman, was speaking on Sunday at a Baptist church in Atlanta. Georgia Democrat, a repeatedly compared President Trump to Adolf Hitler. The Atlanta NAACP posted a video online of Representative Hank Johnson's speech in which he compared the president to the Nazi leader responsible for killing 6 million Jews during World War II. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. Keep in mind something. I mean, this is all because Democrats are completely freaking paranoid. Paranoid. And what they're paranoid about is that blacks might wake up and realize that Donald Trump is good for them, that he's created the lowest black unemployment in history, and Obama created, I would guess, the highest black unemployment in history, and Trump created lots of high-quality, high-wage jobs, and Obama, even with wanting, you know, dramatic increase in minimum wage, could never create high-wage jobs. He created crappy part-time jobs at the lowest pay possible. And Obama left the borders open, which meant lots of illegal immigrants come into the country to compete for jobs with people on the lower rung who are usually African-American. So you're losing your jobs and you're losing your wages because of Obama and Democrats. And Trump has saved you. And then Trump passed this new, basically social justice reform. Something that Obama never passed. Something that will help black people in prison convicted of drug crimes, making it much more likely you'll get out sooner or won't be sentenced to that much in the first place. They will not, it will not be as disproportionate to have crack cocaine versus regular cocaine or other drugs. Donald Trump is the guy coming through for black America, and they're scared to death they have to compare him to Hitler. They got nothing else in their repertoire. It's all they got. When we come back, we'll talk about it with Corey Lewandowski, the man who helped make Donald Trump president of the United States, and a great personal friend of Wayne Allyn-Ruth. Corey Lewandowski, up next. Now he works for Vice President Mike Pence, and he spends a lot of time with the president of the United States. Very special guy, Corey Lewandowski, up next. War Now.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
War Now.
You don't have- USA Radio News.
The president offering his congratulations to Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
I just want to start off by congratulating Nancy Pelosi on being elected Speaker of the House. It's a very, very great achievement.
The president then turned the mic over to Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, who says walls do work.
I've been a Border Patrol agent for 21 years. I can personally tell you from the work that I have done on the southwest border that physical barriers, that walls actually work.
With no end in sight of the partial government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky believes Democrats are to blame for the shutdown.
And yet, as yesterday marked the 12th day of this ongoing partial government shutdown, our Democratic colleagues seem less concerned with these facts than with their unreasonable political standoff with President Trump.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
now. The Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. The sponsor of this segment shows Newsmax TV, America's fast-growing cable news channel. 60 million homes as of December, and sometime early this year we'll be in 80 million homes. We just added Comcast Xfinity, and so one by one all over the country, they're adding, different markets are adding Comcast Xfinity cable homes, Newsmax to the channel dial. So you can watch me three times a week with Bill O'Reilly. Bill's on my show three times a week, including tonight. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You want the Wayne Allyn Root Show, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, every night, Monday through Friday. And you tell them you've got other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. You can move to DirecTV. You can move to Dish TV. To make it simple, just call this toll-free number, and Newsmax will connect you instantly to your local cable system for free, to the right number in the right place where you can make your request that they add Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root. 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Give Newsmax a call. It's after hours now, but save that number for tomorrow. Call them. They'll instantly connect you to your local cable carrier and tell them you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne. 844-500-6397. I consider it a personal favor. And speaking of personal favors, I always love it when I get Corey Lewandowski on my show because he's my kind of guy. He's a former campaign manager for Donald Trump for President of the United States. One of the reasons we have President Trump. His new book is Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency, and he's always got great observations. He's become a go-to guy on this show. Corey, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Well, thank you again for having me, Wayne. It's so good to be back with you. You know, I spent about 12 hours in Nevada about 3 weeks ago. I flew in, did a quick book signing with Chairman Mike McDonald of the Nevada Republican Party, and I was out, or else I would have come on the show live, and I missed it, and I apologize in advance.
All right. You got a demerit for that one, but other than that,
I'm sorry. I'll make it up today. I promise I'll make it up today. Look,
where are we going with this wall? You and I both know Congress is never going to give Trump what he wants. Never. There may be some sort of compromise eventually, a week from now, maybe where Trump gets $2-3 billion. But as far as, you know, $5 billion, as far as $25 billion, why doesn't he just go over Congress's head and do it with 1,000 ideas I've got coming out in a new column? There's so many ways to do it without Congress. Why is President Trump even worrying about them? Because they're never going to give him what he wants.
Well, let me say this, Wayne. You and I both agree with this. The Republicans who ran Congress for the last 2 years failed this president. Paul Ryan and the open border leadership did not want to see a wall go up, and that's why it didn't get done. So here's where we are now. I had the privilege of speaking with the president just before he left for Iraq on Christmas. I had a long conversation with him about the wall and what we're going to do. And if Congress doesn't want to give him the $5 billion, and they're stuck at $1.3 billion, he has plenty of options, including using money in the military budget and sending our men and women in uniform down to the border to start putting shovels in the ground, backhoes to work. And look, let's get a federal judge to make sure, because they will do this. The Ninth Circuit will do it. They will immediately stop him from doing that.
Right.
And we'll take this directly to the Supreme Court, and Donald Trump is going to build the wall, because that is a pledge he made, and it's a pledge that he has to fulfill if he wants to be reelected in a year from now.
Right. No, no question. I mean, look, Lindsey Graham, who I used to despise, and lately I love him, and I think he's just, I don't know what caused the turnaround and what gave him cojones all of a sudden, but Lindsey Graham, since the Kavanaugh hearing, is my favorite Republican senator on earth. And Lindsey Graham said today, either Trump builds the wall or he won't be president of the United States in 2020. And I got to tell you, I love Trump. I mean, look, everybody ignores the great things he's done. I just saw an article the other day, Corey Lewandowski. It said he's created less regulations than any president in the history of America. That's amazing. And we know he cut taxes. These were all the Republican mantras. He got it done. I think he's better than Reagan. But putting all that aside, no matter how great Wayne Root thinks he is, and the Heritage Foundation rates him better than Reagan, I love the guy, but he won't be president of the United States. He will not win. He will not excite his base. He will not get loyalty from people if he doesn't build the wall as he promised to do. So we know he's not going to build the whole thing, but he's got to start it, and he's got to acquire some of the money to get it going during this term if he wants to win in 20. I agree with Lindsey Graham. Sadly, unfortunately, great president, but he will not be reelected without that wall. What say you?
Look, I agree with you 100%. I saw Lindsey Graham make those statements. I agree with him. Look, I've gotten to know Senator Graham. You're right. Right after the Kavanaugh hearing, he has become emboldened. He has been Trump's best supporter and a critic when it's time to be a critic. And what he said was absolutely right. If Donald Trump caves on this, if he gives in to the Democrats on this, he will lose any momentum he has in 2019, and he will not get reelected in 2020. The wall, in my opinion, is the equivalent of George H.W. Bush saying, read my lips, no new taxes. When you go back on that promise, the signature issue, the pledge that you made to the American people, you've gone from being a successful businessman to a politician. Donald Trump has broken every conventional rule when he's come to Washington, and the one that he cannot ever change is putting his word down and fulfilling that, and that means building the wall, going to the southern border, and having 5, 6, 800, 1,000 miles of that wall built, and you call it what you want. If it slats at the border agents can see through on the other side so they know what's coming, that's fine. But there has to be a physical barrier between us and our neighbors to the south if we want to protect our citizens. And if you don't think so, ask Officer Singh, who came here legally, who was killed by an illegal immigrant in California because that person didn't want to get deported, so they killed a police officer in the line of duty because he was in this country illegally.
Right. I mean, it's just amazing how we, you know, first of all, Ann Coulter said something today, which I've said on my show way before Ann said it. I don't know if she got it from me or Great Minds Think Alike or whatever it is. But I said weeks ago, you've got to have a fireside chat, just like FDR used to do. Why can't Trump do a nationwide address to talk about why we need the wall? And there's so many reasons. The main ones to me are Harry Reid's my neighbor. You know, you were at my beautiful house, Corey. I live in Anthem Country Club. My neighbor a block away is Harry Reid, and he's got all his sons here and all their grandchildren are here. Why did they all choose to live in a gated, walled compound called Anthem Country Club with Wayne Root? Why did they choose to be my neighbor of anywhere they could have lived in the whole world if walls don't work? Why does Obama have a wall with a fence on top of it? Why does Israel have a great wall that's working and they've just added an underwater wall to prevent terrorist attacks over the water, over the Mediterranean? Everything is about walls. Why does the Pope have a wall at the Vatican? Why does anyone lock their doors at night? Why do you lock your car doors? Why doesn't Trump issue the following challenge, Corey? I'll drop my $5 billion if every Democrat in the entire Senate and Congress, Senate and House, is willing to knock down all the walls around all their homes.
How about the fact that Nancy Pelosi now travels with armed guards, right?
Of course.
As a Speaker of the House, on private planes with armed guards, because that's what she's entitled to do as a senior elected official. But it's, look, the Democrats have been do as I say, not as I do, right, for a long, long time, and you know that. That's always been the case. It's a hypocrisy because they voted for wall funding, including Chuck Schumer and most of the Democrats in the Senate, voted for the wall funding, but now that Donald Trump is asking for it, they don't want to give it to him. And it's very simple. Walls do work. Netanyahu said 99.9%, if not 100%, it works in Israel. That's what we should be looking after.
Right.
Because if one American is killed by a person who's in this country illegally, it is one too many. And the principal job of the President of the United States, regardless of party, is to keep the citizens of this country safe from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that means people coming into this country and killing us who don't belong here.
Right. I mean, look, every time someone is killed by a gun, what do Democrats say? They blame the entire country and every gun owner for one death, and it's one death too many. They say the same thing about the death penalty. If one innocent man or woman is executed, that means you got to get rid of the death penalty completely for everybody, because that's one person too many. It can never happen. How come people get killed every day by illegal aliens? Democrats say nothing. It's a joke. It really is.
Kamala Harris, not a word. Dianne Feinstein, not a word. Gavin Newsom, not a word. Not a word to that police officer in California who was killed. Not any sympathy, and instead, Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris are trying to launch a congressional investigation as to why individuals are dying in American custody. And I understand the concern about that, but why aren't we taking care of our police officers? A thin blue line that is protecting us from those people who want to do harm to us every day, and not even a tweet that their thoughts and prayers go out to the family. You know, Chuck Schumer put a piece out on his Twitter account that he was spending New Year's Eve with his grandchild. Well, that's very nice, except Officer Singh will not have that privilege to go back and see his grandson or his son ever again because of what an illegal alien did. And no outcry from the Democrats at all. That's a hypocrisy.
All right. I want to get to one more really tragic, sad thing for me, because I don't like bad-mouthing Republicans ever, but I'm sure you're going to join me on this one, Corey. I detest Mitt Romney. I just detest him. How can you make your first act as a Republican U.S. Senator an attack on your Republican President of the United States in the Washington Post? It really doesn't matter where you did it, but even to say that's your platform is even worse, I think. It's another step worse. This guy is such a loser. If he had been as mean to Obama as he is to Trump, he would have been President of the United States. He chooses to only go after a Republican. He says nasty things about Trump. He always sees the glass half empty. He's a backstabber. Trump endorsed him. He thanked Trump for it. Then he wins and he spits in his face and stabs him in the back. I detest Mitt Romney. What say you?
You know what? I have to say I'm not surprised one iota that Mitt Romney did this, right?
The first day.
And here's my advice to Mitt Romney. You will visit the Oval Office on multiple occasions, but you will never occupy the Oval Office, Mitt. So just keep that in mind. And he is so jealous of the wealth of Donald Trump, of the success in politics of Donald Trump, because Mitt Romney forever thought that he should be the president. He ran in 2008. He ran in 2012. He did not run in 2016, even though he thought about doing it. And now, as a U.S. senator who's there for 6 years from the state of Utah, he's going to be the biggest thorn in the president's side. And as opposed to coming out and attacking his Democratic contemporaries who are serving in the Senate with him, who are fundamentally opposed to the views that he believes in, he attacks our president not for his philosophies, but for the way he delivers the message. And I am proud of the fact that Ronald Romney, McDaniel, the chairman of the RNC, and others, from Rand Paul, right down the list to Mike Lee, all went after Mitt Romney to hold him accountable because he should be focusing efforts on the Democrats.
All right, Corey, we got to run. Corey Lewandowski, thanks for coming on, as always. You're the man.
Thank you,
book Trump's enemies, how the deep state's undermining presidency. God bless.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenix.com.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just beautiful? That Democrat Congresswoman fly transgender flag outside their office. I mean, how many people have fought for our country are not just sickened by that? Although I will add that they would probably say in the end they're sickened by it, but it doesn't matter if you agree with it or not. It's what makes America great. I fought for freedom, and I fought for freedom of speech, and if you wanted to fly a transgender flag, fly it. I wouldn't vote for you. I don't like it, but, you know, same reason I fought for people who burned the American flag. Terrible thing. I think most of us are sickened by it, but it is, unsadly, you know, some people's definition of freedom, and we do have a free country, except for conservatives, of course. A transgender walked into a shop. Sounds like I'm beginning a joke here. Transgender walked into a shop a couple days ago, and the shopkeeper made the mistake of calling him, I think, sir, when in fact, I guess now he considers himself a woman. And we've got the audio of what transpired after that, so Chris, go ahead and play it.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am. You need to settle down and mind your business, okay? Ma'am. Once again, ma'am. No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys.
Right beforehand, you said sir. Take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a sir.
I apologize.
Motherfucker.
I apologize now.
Sound off like you got a pair.
We had a little closing of our own to that. But here's the deal. You know, I just think there's a lot of mental illness involved with people who don't know if they're a man or a woman. They need years of psychotherapy. There's something wrong with them. And you just saw that kind of an outburst. Is there a liberal listening who loves transgenders and loves the LBGTQYYYZ 12,000-letter alphabet of rainbows who will not admit that that was mental illness just now? Who talks like that to anybody? Nobody. Nobody. Can you imagine if a Republican talked like that to anybody? Oh, my gosh, that's ridiculous. It could never happen. So, you know, I mean, it could happen, but if it happened, you couldn't get away with it. They blame the whole conservative movement. They blame Donald Trump. They blame Wayne Root. They'd say this guy has to go to prison for disrespecting a gay man on the other end of the counter. This person was disrespecting probably someone who was straight and Christian, had no idea what to make of a person that walks in who's like a he-she. How How do you know if they're a man or a woman? How do you know if they're a woman or a man? How do you know if they're half man, half woman? My God, the whole thing is so confusing. This is what I said on Bill Maher's show. It's so confusing that none of us straight white males have any idea what to make of any of it. We don't know what the hell you are. Are you half frog, half person? Are you a mermaid? I don't know what you are. You got something down below I've never seen on a man before or on a woman before, if you were a man or you were a woman. I don't know which one it is. I'm just freaking confused. It's like an Abbott and Costello we're seeing. What do you got down below? I don't know. Who's on first? Who's on second? I don't know. It's the most confused, mixed up thing I've ever seen in my entire life. This has nothing to do with respecting rights of gay people. I like gay people. I got nothing wrong. You want to be a lesbian, you want to be gay. But you should know what's down there. When you start mixing it up and you start screaming at people because they don't recognize, they don't know what to say to you because they don't know what you are. They don't know if you're a mister or a Ms. or I don't know what. Crazy. I do want to repeat to me the biggest news story of the day is Lindsey Graham saying, if Trump gives in on the wall, it's probably the end of his presidency. You heard me talk about that hopefully in the last segment with Corey Lewandowski, who was one of the reasons Trump is president of the United States, who helped elect him, who's now a top assistant for Vice President Mike Pence. And in constant contact with the President of the United States. And I agree with it 100%. I'm the biggest Trump supporter in the world. There is no better or bigger Trump supporter than me. But I agree that if Trump does not stick with the wall and stand tall with the wall, and if he gives in, his presidency is over. There's just no more excuses. Now, what he could do is he could somehow give in because there's no way to win and then build the wall anyway and use military funding or block all welfare for illegals or I came up with 1,000 ideas or put tolls on the border or there's 1,000 different ideas. And so there's a way to wiggle out of it and still build the wall and still get reelected by a large margin. But my point is he can't give up on the wall. He may give up on Congress and the wall, but he can't give up on the wall. He's got to make it happen somehow, some way. Got to. Got to. All right. Good news, by the way. Just got added to New Orleans. Just found out moments ago that we got added to the New Orleans market in Louisiana. That starts, I think, right now. I think it's live weekdays as we speak right now. So that's pretty cool. Nice to be in the Big Easy. We're now the Wayne Allyn Root Show, another addition to our lineup here on USA Radio Network. Never did I believe I'd say that Lindsey Graham is right and Lindsey Graham's the hero and Lindsey Graham's saying the right thing, but he is. He is. Here's a fact check. Did every Senate Democrat vote in 2013 for $46 billion in border security funding? So they're complaining about $25 billion or $20 billion, and they all voted for $46 billion in border security funding. And so there was a meme posted on a Facebook page, which has almost 1 million followers, and it claimed every Senate Democrat voted to support $46 billion for border security in 2013. And the fact-check verdict is true. A 2013 immigration bill that included $46.3 billion, with a B, for border security, almost twice as much as Trump wants, was supported by all 52 Democrats in the Senate and only 14 Republicans. The bill was part of a bipartisan push for comprehensive immigration reform that included a path to citizenship for illegal aliens. So Trump wants $5 billion. They can't find a way to pass it. All 52 Democrats voted for $46 billion. Wow, that's amazing. 2013 immigration bill. Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Al. Coming up next, Newsmax TV. We've got the hottest show in all of television, hottest show with a bullet on Newsmax TV every night, 8 o'clock. Coming up right now, 3, 2, 1, we are on.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.